Bo meyazuzi min charmer lebras. $400 worth of this wine I'm giving to my daughter. And the yaika chamra, and then the wine became much more expensive. His Amri Rav Yosef, it says, Rachali asked me, do you say him gain on it? Because the father said, I only want to give her $400 worth. So now that this wine became $800, all he has to do is just give away half of it to the daughter, to their sister. But the rest, the Yisraimim gain. It's the Yisraimim's gain. So they only have to do what the father said to give her $400 worth of wine. Kreve the Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon's relatives. Heavy Lahu, they had Isas Abba, their father's wife. In other words, these were like going to be the Yisraimim. In other words, their father was like a Shechib Mirah. He was about to die soon. And they realized that the sons, they're going to Yashin their father. And the father's wife now, they realize that the Tanaik Suba, they're going to have to be Mezna, they're going to have to feed her. To have a Komasuda Mezaini, that she was a wife that used to eat a lot, she used to eat a lot of food. So Pasha, the sons were afraid that when the father dies, they're going to have to support her, give her a lot, because she eats a lot. So they want an Eitzah from Rabbi Yechon and what they could do, that they should not have to feed her, give her all the food she needs. Is Osla Kaima the Rabbi Yechon, so they came in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Omalus, Rabbi Yechonin told them like this, told these sons like this, that Azilu, go home, for Yomul Eli Avuchin, go tell your father, Vice says the father was a Shechib Merah, but he's still alive, he said, go tell your father, Diniyached La Arya La Mezoina, that he should set aside one karka, one land, to set aside for his wife, to give her her Mezoinas from that. So Rashi explains what he meant to say was, like Bitzavo Shechib Merah Uveidim, that Ulait is Kabul Alei, that maybe she'll accept it upon herself, the locher is a filogabik subatinan, that a case of konachos of Lebono, because of Lishtoi Karka Kolshu, is of the subasa. If the father writes like a present to his sons, and leaves over one karka for his wife for the ksuba, that's all she gets, just what the father left over. So, that's what Rabbi Yechonin told these sons also. Like, go home now and tell your father to set aside one karka for her, and that's all, and she won't get anything else. Is Osla came with the Rosh Lakish, and then these sons went to Rosh Lakish. Omalahu, Rosh Lakish said to them, no, just the opposite. That kol shechein sheri b'la mezoinus, that if you can tell your father to set aside one karka, then it's going to be worse. Then the pshat is that she has a right to get her mezoinus. When after the husband dies, she has a right to collect the mezoinus. And the fact that he set aside one karka is the pshat, just in case the yorshim don't give her enough teeth, she'll collect extra from this karka. So kol shechein sheri b'la mezoinus, that by doing this, you're just going to get more teeth. You're not gaining anything. Omrulei, so the sons told Rosh Lakish, for Rabbi Yechonin lo yom ahochi, I, Rabbi Yechonin, told us not like this. Rabbi Yechonin told us this is an Eitzah, that we should tell our father to be miyachid one karka for her. So Omrulei, Rosh Lakish said, Zilu go, have lo, and go give her. Go give her, you're going to have to pay your mezoinus. Vi loy, and if not, ma'afikna luchu Rabbi Yechonin yonaychum. Like, I'm going to take the B'yechonin out of your ears. In other words, there's nothing to listen to. The loch is not like the B'yechonin. So then, Osla came with Rabbi Yechonin. So these sons came back to Rabbi Yechonin and asked him, what should we do? Omalahu, so Rabbi Yechonin answered them, Ma'esa, what can I do? Shekinek di cholokolai, like somebody very chosha, like Peshlokish argues on me. Senechnami, I can't tell you my etza. If somebody else argues on me, like I can't tell you what to do. But Amar Rabavu said that Lididi, to me, Meforshi li mined Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin explained, or I understood what Rabbi Yechonin meant to say. And it's like this. Amar le mezoinois, if the father is going to say this karka should be for her mezoinois, then Rosh Lakish is right. Then ribulo mezoinois. Then what the husband meant to say is like, I'm going to give her extra mezoinois in case she don't feed her well, I'll have this extra karka set aside for her. But Amar bim mezoinois, if the father said like, this is bim mezoinus, this is her mezoinus, kotzas lo mezoinus. That's called the father setting aside one karka for her. And that's it, that's her mezoinus, and she doesn't get anything else. So Nechnami, if you tell the father to set aside one karka bim mezoinus, so Rashi says, b'choiv mezoinus, sheyesh li olai, mashma shezu te peroin lakach. This is the field set aside for the payment for your mezoinus, and that's it. So that's the etzer to do. Go and tell your father to say this karka should be bimizoinis. Bimizoinis, that's called kotzos lomizoinis. And then you won't have to pay her anything more. Alright, Hadron Alecho Nara. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're up to the fifth perek, daf nun dalet amud beis. The Mishnah starts off, afal pi she'omru, v'sula goyva musayim v'yamon amona. Even though we know the halacha is that when you marry a besula, the chiyuv ksuba is 200. V'yalmon amona, if you marry an amona, a lady that was married already, the ksuba is only 100. But the Mishnah says, imrotzal ha'isif, if the husband wants to add on to the ksuba, he wants to make a taisus ksuba, is afilu meya mona yosef. Even if he wants to add like 50% to make the 200 into 300, he's allowed to. And the Gemara is going to ask the question, like why not? As much as he wanted, he could give a present to his wife. So the Gemara will explain what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. That's the Mishnah saying though, that even though the chiyuv ksuba is either 200 or 100, but if the husband wants to make a taisus ksuba to add more money into it, he could add as much as he wants. Now the Mishnah says, Nis'ar malo inis garsha. In the case when Isha became an amona, that means the husband died, or else she received the get, and now the halacha, this is the time when she can receive her ksuba. So the Mishnah says, Beimen erisin, beimen hanesuyin. Whether she only had erisin with her husband, or else even if they have nesuyin, the halacha is goyves hakol. She can collect now her whole ksuba. Hakol means not only the mono or masayim, but even the taisus ksuba also. So the Chiddush of Tanna Kamma holds that even though they only had erisin, they did not have nesuyin yet, if the husband gives her a get or the husband dies, she has the right to collect hakol, even the taisus ksuba. And we'll see in the Gemara what the reason why. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no, it depends. Min hanesuyin goyves hakol. True. If they had nesuyin already, they lived together already, that's the svara the husband meant to give her the taisus ksuba, so now she can collect everything. But min erisin, let's say she received a get. If the erisin, or else the husband died, if the erisin, and they did not make nesuyin yet, then the halacha is b'sula goyva masayin. The ikra ksuba, the 200, that she can collect. The almona, and an almona can collect the ikra ksuba of 100. But the taisus ksuba, that she does not receive. And the Mishnah says a reason why. Shaloi kos havlo ela amanas l'koinsa. Because it's a svara the husband only gave over this taisus ksuba to his wife because of a svara amanas l'koinsa. Because he wanted to like live with her. He wanted to have nesuin to live with her. So if he had nesuin with her, that's when it's chal v'chiv to give her the taisus ksuba. But Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds if the husband died or the husband gave her get, before they had nesuin, he was never mechayiv himself to give her this taisus ksuba. And we'll see in the Gemara, that's the way the halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Now the Mishnah says another machlokes. That Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says, Im rotzo koisev lebsula shtasho mosayim. If you want to, when you get married with your wife, if she's a psula, that the ksuba is 200, so you write her a ksuba of 200. But v'kaseves, she writes back to you, v'kaseves, ha'eskabalti mimcho mona. She writes back like a receipt, she gives you a receipt saying that she received $100, 100. So it comes out, really, all you have to give your wife is just 100. Even though the chiyuv ksuba to a psula is 200, but if you do, like we had the Gemara before, like one pshat in the Gemara was, that the Yehuda is only saying it in this case. But if you would go directly to give her 100, it wouldn't be good. But here, that you're really giving her 200. So she's writing back to you a lashon of kilu eskabalti, so it would look as if she really received 100, and later she'll receive the second 100. Even though really, really, she's only receiving 100. And the same thing about ulam mona, that you have to write to an amona mona. She writes back to you, she gives the husband a receipt, his kabalti mimcho chamishim, zuz, saying that I received 50 zuz, I received. So that's the beauty sheet that the husband could do this. Even though he's not really be mechayv himself to give a complete 200 or 100, still it's good. Rabbi Meir Oymen know that the halacha is called ha'poiches lebsulim emosayim. Whoever gives less than 200 to a besula, ulalmona money, you give less than 100 to an amona, you're not yoytzi yichiv ksuba, and therefore midrabbanan harezu bila znus. It's called the bi, you live with your wife, it's called the bi as znus. Because this is the halacha midrabbanan, that if you live with your wife without a ksuba, it's called the bi as znus. So since here you did not give your wife the complete 200 or the complete 100, it's called the bi as znus. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Pshita, according on the first halacha of the Mishnah, that a person could add and make a taisus ksuba, the more pshita, like why not? So Mara answers, yes, Mal the time I would have thought
kitzutza of the rabbonin. Maybe the rabbonin made a kitzutza, an exact amount, how much you have to give your wife in the ksuba. Only 200 for psula and only 100 for the amona. And the reason should be is shalalavayish es mishen loy, not to embarrass somebody that doesn't have. Like if we can have the rich people be mechayv themselves 1,000, so you can embarrass the people that can't afford it. So maybe I would have thought the rabbonin made a kitzutza that you're not allowed to give more. Kamash mala no, teaches the Mishnah no, that if a husband wants to, he can give as much as he wants, right in the ksuba, as big as amount as he wants. And we don't have this svara, the poor person will feel bad, because there's really nothing to feel bad about. Now, the mal, when you get married, like you're getting married, I'm not to stay married, you don't think really about the ksuba, about giving a get. It's only to help you, like, not to give a get. So if you want to be maisif, be maisif. If not, like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. So the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, "Im rotzal hoisif." If you want to, you can add on. So Gemara makes a diik, rotzal lichtav lo leketani. It doesn't say if you want to, you could write it inside the ksuba that you're giving her this extra money, which then Rashi explains would mean it's like a present. Kosav lo mashmi, you have to write it in the shtar ksuba as if you're giving her a present. In other words, there's a tzad that said that the toisvis is not really part of the ksuba. The ksuba itself is only 200. If the husband wants to add more, it's like giving her a present. But the Mishnah does not say that lichtoiv lo. Loiketoni does not say, Ella, what does the Mishnah say? Rotza lohoisif. If you want to add on to the ksuba, you could add on. In other words, the money you add on becomes part of the ksuba itself. It's not like a present. It's called part of the ksuba. The Gemara says, Messiah le Rabbi Yevoi. It's approved for Rabbi Yevoi. Omer Rabbi Yanai. It says over the name of Rabbi Yanai. To Yomer Rabbi Yevoi, Omer Rabbi Yanai. Tanai ksuba ki ksuba domi. Any tanai, any condition that's written inside the ksuba has the halacha like the ksuba itself. And who would then hear also the tesis, the extra money you're giving her, is also considered part of the ksuba. Nafkumina, what's the difference whether you're giving it to her b'teras a present or you're giving her this extra money b'teras a ksuba? So the Mor says the whole list here of halachas of ksuba that applies even to the tesis ksuba. First of all, poshid l'moicheres l'moicheles. In the case where an Isha, when she's still alive with a husband, she wants to sell her ksuba to somebody else, but the Tevis Hanor, that let's say she does get a get later, let's say her husband does die, when later she'll have a right to collect the ksuba, she gives it over to this person that buys it now. So if you say, Lashon, I'm selling you my ksuba, how much is part of the ksuba? So the Chiddush is now, if there's a Tevis ksuba, that's also part of the Mechira. Ulu Macheles, if an Isha gives up her rights to get the ksuba, she's meichel. When she says she's meichel the ksuba, then she's meichel the taisvis also. Then the Gemara says, Lomaredes, in the case where an Isha is married, means she goes against the husband. We'll have it tomorrow later on the Afsama Gimel, where they dare to shallow an Isha says she doesn't want to live with the husband anymore, she doesn't want to have tashmish with him. That there the Mishnah says, Alocha, that the husband every week is allowed to take off money from a ksuba. And so finally, when there's no maksuba left, then he's supposed to give her a get. So the chiddush here is the tesis of the ksuba is also like part of the money that he could keep on deducting every week. We'll see later on. Ulopayemes, there's a locha when an isha collects a little bit of a ksuba, and then later she wants to collect the rest of it, she has to swear. Pagemis means she's pagim, she took a little bit of the ksuba already. So then, let's say she only collected a little bit of the Taisus ksuba, it's the same halacha, that she has to swear now if she wants to collect any more of the ksuba. Le toivas, in the case of an isha goes to Bezin in the toivas, that she wants to have a ksuba. In other words, where her husband died, and the halacha was that tonight ksuba was, kolzaman, she's an amono, she's allowed to sit in her husband's house and be fed from the Simon. But as soon as she is tovei her ksuba from Bezdin, then she loses the schus, she doesn't get mezainis from the Yisraelim. What about if she's only tovei, she only asks for the Taisvis ksuba? She does not ask for the actual mono mosayim, only for the Taisvis. That's also called tovas, that she loses her rights now to get mezainis from the Yisraelim. Hu adin liyaveris saladas, anisha that does rishis, she does averis, that alochur is the husband is supposed to give her a get. And he is potter from paying her the ksuba, who then is also potter from paying her the taisus ksuba. Lishrach,